This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
I'd like to talk about distress.
You would?
Who wants to talk about distress? Yow. Well, I guess that's the reason. Because everybody's got too much. We're all in the situation where we feel distress. I've stated before in this program and laid out for you clearly that there's three classifications of distress. Those that are caused by your own mind and body. Okay? Those that are caused by other living entities upon you. And those that are caused by nature and the laws and forces of the natural environment. Okay. Now, you got it. You got them. We all got them. We are all struggling with one or all of these at every day of our life. And these distresses sometimes stack up, multiply, and one causes the other. You've seen it. Oh, I'm having a bad day. Because this went wrong this morning, and then that went wrong, and then, oh, this afternoon, oh, I can't begin to tell you. And then, oh, no, what I got to do tonight. Okay? And so these distresses, they multiply. They kind of overcome us. We kind of get to the point where I've had enough. I can't, what am I going to do? I got to get off of this. The distress is just too much. It's unbearable. Well, how does one get by that? How do you get over distress? Now, there's a section in the Bhagavad Gita that describes how people in distress are one of the major categories of living entities that come to the Lord for relief. They've tried this, they've tried that, whether it's go to the doctor or it's change where you live or move cities or quit your job or a lot to try to stop the distress. But it seems to follow us. I've quit the job, I've moved my house, I this or that, and I've still got too many problems. So they go to the Lord. Lord, please, stop this distress. It's getting the best of me. It's getting the better of me. It's getting me down. And this leads to a host of other things. Depression, confusion, anger, frustration. A host of other things that are caused from the distresses that are inherent in our lives because of those three categories. You have a body and mind, you have us interact with other beings, and the natural environment is stronger than you. So those three things are coming down on you and me and everybody else. So it's called a concomitant factor. Means that it's part of the structure of the material world. So don't take it personal. Now, to a degree, there's a little personal bit in there because you earn your own karma and I earn my own karma. But it doesn't matter how good I'm going to be or how good you're going to be or how good anybody is. Everybody has these problems anyway. The richest man in the world, the most opulent, beautiful person you can imagine, still gets a flat tire when they don't want it. Everybody has the phone call they don't want to take. Everybody's cut their finger. Everybody's got a sliver. Everybody's had a host of problems. Banged your head. Smashed my finger. The list is, well, huge. So this is called a concomitant factor. It's part of the experience in the material world. It's like it's part of the joys of having a body. That the body tends to have mental problems and physical problems. Some are internal and some are external, but it's all a factor of having a body in the material world and struggling for existence here. So irrespective of how rich you are, how strong you are, whether you're male or female or what race or society, none of that has an influence. It's a concomitant factor and anybody here has the problem. This distress is a universal factor. And what is the universal response? Everyone wants freedom from distress. So they approach the Lord and say, how do I get freedom from this distress? And the Lord gives instructions. that you have to raise your consciousness and see above it. You have to remain equipoised. You can't let it bring you down. You have to recognize that it's part of the conditions of the place, but you have to stay focused on your higher duty, your higher responsibility. You don't just get to complain about it or ignore it. You have to learn how to cope with it and make the best use of it. So you have to come to the point where you don't hate nor desire the development of any particular aspect. You're comfortable in your detachment and attachment. You're comfortable by having a transcendental point of view. You see yourself, the living entity, as separate from the body, and it's the body that's actually suffering. And you get above the influences of the material nature in its different modes and different activities. And you become steady. All right? It doesn't matter if someone adores you or abuses you. You stay steady. You're not attached to one way or the other, whether one, you don't hate nor desire any particular status. You're comfortable working on with a higher duty. And you've learned that duty by approaching the Lord and saying, what can I do to get rid of this distress? And the answer to that is, you come to the platform to where you're not working for yourself. You're here working on the divine plan. You're making a contribution to the plan that's been chalked out by the Lord. He has a plan for what's going on here. Most everybody is here simply trying to enjoy themselves and act independently and stupid and causing all sorts of problems. I've often said, why is anybody starving on the planet? It's not God's responsibility, because everything is provided by God, that no one shall go hungry. But there are hungry people, so it's man's problem. So we have to get that sorted out. It's our problem. And we've twisted the whole situation by greed, selfishness, ignorance. And it's made the distress factor higher, more intense. Some parts of the world, what can be said? I couldn't cope myself. And I see people that are living in situations of hardship and lost children and lost all their animals and their land. They don't have food. They're being attacked by robbers and so-called soldiers, rape. A horrible series of things. And the people are still carrying on, trying their best, maybe to till their field or to find food or water. So there is insane situations that are caused by man, and they increase the level of distress in this material world. But man can work cooperatively and collectively and use the resources adequately, and no one should be hungry, homeless, or childless, or in distress. We can fix all of that, but we don't choose to. We choose to look at our smartphone and talk crap and text crap back and forth and ignore any type of responsibility to make a contribution to the human civilization and to do good. We've allowed the corporates and the governments and the people that are crazy for power to have control of the money, the news, the food, the water, all of this, to where we don't have the ability to change it anymore. Because we neglected our responsibility to the point the monsters have taken over. And they don't care about who's starving. That's obvious. They're actually busy building weapons to kill a huge quantity of the people. The largest industries on this planet are the manufacture of weapons. Can you believe that? We think about how much money is spent on oil for transportation. But more money is spent on weapons for killing. How crazy is that? So we're multiplying many, many fold the distress level on the planet. We know that it's already here by nature. On the smaller scale, everybody gets a sticker in their foot. But we're talking about evil people who are actually increasing as much as they can, causing suffering and anxiety because we didn't use our facilities, our intelligence, our opportunities to keep them from making it worse and see to all our brothers and sisters, see everybody as God's family. We just see the differences, and we're trained, as I've said before, in fault finding. We're not trained in compassionate assistance to one another. No, that's girls' work. That's sissy stuff, or whatever you want to think of it. So as a result of this, we lose tolerance. We become intolerant of people's positions. We don't care. I don't care. So they're suffering. So they don't eat. That's their problem. They earned it somehow. They were born there. Doesn't matter. But that's not the situation. It's been caused by man's interaction with man on an unjust platform with irresponsible acts. So it's bringing forward all sorts of additional distress. And you have to transcend these distresses in your life and become equipoise and control your mind so that you can do good work and pull yourself out of these distresses. This is the only doorway. You need to consult Vedic literature, employ the chanting of the Maha Mantra, follow the instructions of the spiritual master. These things liberate you from the distress of life. Even if you're implicated in the worst activities, even if you deserve to have a rotten life, the Lord's plan is to mercifully liberate everybody because everybody's now in a situation where the line between good and bad is blurred. They don't know anymore what is right and wrong. They're not sure of what is a good act or a bad act. They are unaware of how they can solve their own problem. So the Lord, recognizing this situation, he came forward and he's decided, I'm going to mercifully give them the solution anyway. No prerequisite. Simply follow this method. Follow this instruction, and you will find the result. You will be relieved of this distress. So one has to take advantage of the proper method to relieve the distresses that he experiences, because we all have them. And you have to purify your actions. You have to stop things that make it worse. I mean, you shouldn't, like, at random, harass people, or hurt people, or kill people. You shouldn't steal another's food or property or woman. You shouldn't abuse or kill and eat animals. You can see these processes that you need to get yourself out of, so you're not causing yourself and others more distress. We need to reduce the amount of distress in every single person's life. We need to develop love of God and sing in happiness. See one another as a family, the human race, God's family. We need to get above the differences. The news, the media, the governments, they're all actually making everyone racist. They're pitting one nation against another nation all the time in sport, in acquisition of land, of control of resources by the color of your skin or your history or your nationality. The governments propagate this, and at the same time they say, "Oh, we're equipoise. We don't have any prejudice." It's rotten with prejudice. They're not looking upon the family of the Lord. They're not seeing us like that. We're not seeing each other like that. They're not setting a good example, and we're not adopting the process and fulfilling that higher concept. We're going, "Oh, our team's going to win and going to smother you guys. You never got a chance. You're never going to score. Oh, we're going to race these fast boats, or we're going to play a better game of golf, or we're going to throw the ball higher, faster, longer, stronger. We're going to do all these things better than you. You're nothing. And after the game, we're going to have a riot in the streets if our team doesn't win." What the? And it leads right on down the line to war. We have got war popping up all over the planet. But this rotten absolutely corrupted. No good media is not reporting it. I don't think there's many people that realize that right now there are 10 volcanoes going off on the planet that all erupted within a five-day period. Has that been in your news? Have you seen that? Of course not. Something that's a big deal, they don't cover it. They aren't covering the fact that the one government is sending drones and killing hundreds of innocent people for a 20% strike rate of the enemy. Can you believe such a thing? Only 20% of the people they killed deserved it. If they did, if that. But the other 80% were innocent people like you going through your life. So this is madness. This has nothing to do with God's plan. This has nothing to do with seeing us as a family. One race sees another race as inferior and we're going to wipe them off the earth. It's gone on for centuries. I think it's 60 million were killed in Russia in the early part of the 20th century. Millions killed in China. Millions killed in Russia. Millions killed by the Japanese. Millions killed in Burma. Millions killed in India by the British. Millions killed in South America by Cortez. Millions. Over and over and over and over and over. One group tries to make themselves appear superior to the other group so that they can kill them and take their resources. America was populated, littered, completely populated with indigenous Indian tribes. And they've messed up history. Oh, there's a little tribe here and a little tribe there. No, it was covered. The whole continent had civilizations all over it. There was the Eastern Indians and the Middle Eastern Indians and the Plains Indians and the West Coast Indians and the Alaska Indians, Eskimos. There was all Indians all across. And they came in and they've written history and said, oh, the place was empty. We had a couple of Indians who taught us how to plant corn, but that was it. In South America, Central America, we can see the remains of great Inca and Aztec civilizations. Huge accomplishments. Obviously intelligent beings. They were slaughtered because they had silver. Oh, take it back to Europe. So this inhumanity is continually propagated by the demonic class of man, and they want power, and they want control, and they do that over and over and over and over through history. And here we are, we're sitting here going, oh, it's such an advanced time. We have all this technology. Something happens on one side of the planet, and the other side of the planet can see it on a camera within hours, and the whole world knows, oh, planes hit the towers in a matter of minutes. Well, why aren't we recognizing that there's millions of people that aren't eating and we see them fed within a day? Just recently, there was a massive storm that literally flattened the Philippines. A terrible thing. And they, on the news, the people were saying, we've been here 7 days and there's been no relief. Well, where is the advancement of civilization? Where is seeing these people as God's children like anyone else's children? It's not there. The people at the top are confusing reality by trying to control what you perceive to be true. But the Vedic literature is teaching us every living entity is a part and parcel of the Lord, and they are the same. And I don't mean whether they're Russian, Philippine, South American, Asian. I don't mean any of that. I mean whether you're in a plant body, an insect body, a fish body, a bird body, a human, an animal, it doesn't matter. The living entity is the same. He's full with the good qualities of God. He's encaged in a temporary faulty body. He's struggling in the material world with distress. And we can make that distress worse, or we can make it go away. And the people who run this planet want to make it worse. And they're doing it all over everywhere. And we're turning a blind eye until it happens to us. We're still concerned with the sliver in the foot. We're not concerned about my children were killed in their bed by a drone. I'm too busy looking at my cell phone because my friend just texted me and said he's going to have her hair cut tomorrow. This is the insanity that's taken over the human civilization, and we've ignored it. The distress that's going on the planet is at a fever's pitch. It's getting worse in more areas. And is it making people turn to the supreme personality of Godhead? Is it making people start to realize we're one family, we shouldn't be enacting this upon others? Is it making them recognize that what you do is what you get back? The karmic law means for what you produce is what comes back on you? Have we stopped to realize any of these basic parameters that will make the world a better place? That will lift the consciousness of the human species? That will place us as stewards to satisfy and take care of all the other species of life? We're not looking at it. We're looking at an iPhone. Oh, we've got a new app. No, you've got a new insanity. It's moved from the television insanity so many hours a night to a handheld smartphone insanity that you carry with you like a robot. This has nothing to do with the human form of life. This has nothing to do with the goal of life. This has nothing to do with your responsibility as a conscious being. This is a distraction where you allow the evil to propagate and you do nothing about it. You're too busy being distracted by the toys. Adults addicted to toys. And the distress level gets worse. Even your own. You're trying to live in the denial that the phone is providing for you. But still you stop every now and again and look at your life and go, this isn't going very well, is it? I mean, like it's going nowhere, isn't it? Oh my goodness. Oh, I think I'll text my friend and tell her I saw that. Oh gosh, Jane, look at this. My life's just going nowhere. I'm bummed out. This trivial conception of life only leads to devastation. It leads in slaughter. We're a defenseless nation with no guns, no weapons, no army, no air force, no nothing. We have phones. And we think we're good people. But we live at the slaughter of millions of animals a day. And we live on the back of our dairy industry that slaughters millions of calves every year. And we have a huge abortion rate compared to the other countries in the OECD. So what are we innocent of? We're implicated in some of the most heinous acts, and then we go, oh, I wonder why there's so much distress. It's not a wonder. We're causing it. We need to raise above this and listen to the Vedic literature, how to re-spiritualize the human civilization. We need to understand how to stop acting irresponsibly and how to face reality, how to use our human form of life correctly and use our independence for the common good, for the greater good, for the transcendental platform of contribution. This is your responsibility in the human form of life. Pick it up. Wake up to the importance. Find, seek out the Vedic literature. Hear and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Re-spiritualize yourself. And re-spiritualize and help benevolently. The Lord has a benevolent attitude toward the entire manifestation and everybody in it. If you want to be part of the divine plan, you have to adopt that point of view too. This is not all about you. It's not meant to be selfishness. That's the problem. Everybody's selfish. We're not here to be selfish. We're here to contribute to the divine plan. We're here to be servants. Servants of society, servants of the Lord, servants in the real sense of the word. Where we do things without expectation of return. We remove distress. We don't cause more. We give of ourselves, not expecting to be given to. Reach that higher platform. It's right there at the tip of your fingers. It's what the Lord wants. It's what you want. It is a solution to a world gone mad in greed, anger, and envy. It's very simple.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.